The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, Ellen Wells here with the Just Veggies podcast. I am also author of the Just Veggies blog, which you can find right here at plantersplace.com. Today, I will be talking about a new tomato that I've been trying out. It's a brand new variety from the folks at Burpee Home Gardens. I received two sample plants from them earlier this spring, and it's been about, I would say, 55 days since I planted them, and that's the number of days it takes to harvest your first tomato. So I decided to talk about it. What happened? Well, this new small-framed patio delight tomato may be compact, but it is also a tomato that checks off all of the boxes for the must-haves that most home gardeners are looking for in a tomato. Now, it's not an heirloom, but that's fine. That's not a box, in my opinion, that needs to be checked. Heirlooms, in my experience, can be rangy, they can be leggy, their branches can be flailing about like one of those balloons at a car wash. And that means it just isn't suited, an heirloom that is, to small space or community gardeners. They're just so big and hard to manage. And they take a lot of time if you do manage them. And when they are so big, they tend to kind of grow into one another, especially if you have a small garden. Those tight growing conditions promotes disease, actually. When you have one plant growing into the other, the airflow is less among the leaves. So wet leaves, they don't dry as well, don't dry as fast because of no air movement. And diseases can form on the leaves. Not very good. Now, as heirlooms, they really haven't gone through excessive trialing for rooting out the diseases that are in them. So, you know, you get a tomato like Mortgage Master or Mortgage Lifter or whatever it's called, and that variety is, you know, what, 100 years old or more. They weren't necessarily trialing and breeding and selecting for disease resistance back then. So, come back to this new variety, Patio Delight. It is an F1 hybrid, and it is a determinate tomato variety. I should say it is a determinate, not an indeterminate. It is a determinate tomato variety. Being determinate means that this plant will grow to a certain size, produce its fruit, and essentially stop growing. This is in contrast to indeterminate tomatoes. And by that, I mean plants that keep growing and flowering through frost. So, you know, when you get those cherry tomatoes that keep producing all the way through November, I don't know why it's cherry tomatoes, but it seemed to have cherry tomatoes in November because they just keep growing and growing and growing. And because Patio Delight is an F1 hybrid, or any other vegetable that is an F1 hybrid, that means that they've been going through the breeding process, they've been trialed and trialed and trialed, and these varieties are selected for a number of things, mainly disease resistance. So, because Patio Delight is an F1 hybrid, it's a little bit more resistant to stressors such as pests and disease. Now, my personal experience with Patio Delight is this. I didn't do as instructed. We got off on the wrong foot. I had a lot of plants to plant. I'd gotten so many different varieties. I just planted everything out in the garden. And I didn't look on the tag that said, we recommend that this Patio Delight is for containers only. Well, I just put it right down in the ground. right in that native soil without even looking at the tag. Why would a breeder or a breeding company recommend that a plant only goes into a container? Good question. And this is my hypothesis, which I think is a pretty educated guess here. Perhaps this variety does well with a potting mix compared to being in native soil. For example, a potting mix, you know, the stuff you buy in a bag and you pour into your container, that offers a good amount of airflow and drainage for the roots compared to what might be in your backyard, which might be, you might have a wonderful, fluffy, organic soil that's been worked on and worked on and worked on forever, but you might not. You might have hard clay soil. You might have sandy soil. You might have, like, just soil that does not allow the roots to thrive. So, container soil it is. But not for me. I planted it right out there, and you know something? It is doing really, really well. So, despite getting off on the wrong foot with each other, Patio Delight and I, we're doing well together. So I have two of the plants, and the plants have done great, and here are the reasons why I love this plant so far. It's a small size. It's not overpowering anything in my garden. It came advertised as about 12 to 18 inches tall, and I would say it's probably 14 to 16 inches right now. It has nice branching without those uncontrollable suckers. You know, those things that, those branches that come out from between the V of the main branch of your main stem of your tomato and a side branch. Not a lot of that going on. The branches don't keep growing. They're determinate, remember. They get to a certain length and then they stop. So that's what's happening. It has a nice, strong habit. So it grew probably 12, 13 inches and then started to tip over just a little bit because it was getting a little top heavy. And that's great, but it was holding itself upright for a good long time. So it has nice, strong branches and did not topple over until it was getting a little bit up there. And it, and I'm not going to say toppled, I should say, started to lean. Once it developed its fruit, and it had a really nice fruit set on both of the plants in two or three different locations, it started to get a little top-heavy, and that's what required it to need some staking to hold it up straight. Speaking of those tomatoes that are setting right now, they are a good size, so they're not too big. It's not a beefsteak tomato. It's also not a cherry tomato. It's not a grape tomato, which is a little bit bigger than a cherry tomato. I would call this a little bit bigger than a golf ball. The size of a plum, perhaps. A good size plum. And that actually has a name commercially, that size. It's called saladette. And that is about 3 to 4 ounces per fruit. And the last reason I love this plant is because it's like no fuss, no muss on my end. Seriously. Other than adding a little bit of compost to the hole when I was planting it, I really haven't fussed over the plant. I didn't need to stake it right away. I didn't need to put any extra fertilizer in it because it was turning yellow. You know, there might be one or two yellow leaves on it right now, but so far, so good, and I haven't had to really pay any mind to it. Love that. I have too many other things to think about. Now, if I had to be disappointed in something about Patio Delight, it would be this. As I said, they produce their fruit kind of all at the same time, as determinate plants do. Here's the thing. I'm going to harvest the tomatoes from these two plants over the next 2 weeks or so, and then I'll be done. I will have no more tomatoes. I should have planted successive plantings of determinate tomatoes, 2 weeks apart or so. That would have been smart of me, wouldn't it? Anyway, I know now what I will do next year. I will just plant more tomatoes. Well, that's it for me for today. Thank you so much for joining me to learn more about the Patio Delight tomato. If you have any experiences with the Patio Delight or want to know some more information, just drop me a comment in the comment bar. And thank you so much for listening. Have a great day in the garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.